Happy Hump Day, Ireland. Good morning. Wakey, wakey. Rise and shine. Wednesday morning, the 1st of February. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. The first day of spring. Well, depending on what calendar you follow, I know there's always an argument around this time of year. But first day of spring, maybe you're feeling like you don't want to spring out of bed at this hour of the morning. I know the feeling, believe me. Or maybe you're springing into the bed after a night shift. Texts or WhatsApps, love to hear from you as always on 0874 100 102. Today is St. Bridget's Day and the St. Bridget's, a brand spanking new bank holiday just around the corner on Monday. Come on, that's something to look forward to. Right, musically this hour, what have I got? Pink and Harry Styles in the next few minutes. We'll play Girls Aloud as well. And let's start your Wednesday morning with Shawn Mendes. Good morning.
Playing the music you love.
Girls Aloud on Today FM, playing the music you love, that's Sound of the Underground. Good morning, Ray Foley for Wednesday morning, filling in for Ian this morning. And Wednesday the 1st of February, 1st of February 1975, Big Boy was born. He's 48 years old. Big Boy is, of course, one half of Outkast, the other being Andre 3000. And as a big boy myself, I'd like to wish him the very best on his special day. Sadly, it would have been Lisa Marie Presley's birthday today. She would have turned 55. She only died, was it last week or the week before? Very sad news. And there's a court case or a legal appeal going on with regard to her estate and the way she had written her will, leaving it to her children. And that's being appealed at the moment by her mother, Priscilla Presley. And today, in 2004, Janet Jackson suffers the infamous, it was nip slip, it was the wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl halftime show. This was with Justin Timberlake. And Justin appeared to get away scot-free. This is what Janet had to say about her discussion with Justin at the time.
We talked once and he said, I don't know if I should come out and make a statement and this and that, or have something to say. And I said, listen, I don't want any drama for you. They're aiming all of this at me. So I said, if I were you, I wouldn't say anything.
Was it a malfunction, though? I mean, even 19 years on, even at the time, I was saying that was all planned. I mean, if you watch the video, it was all choreographed. It was all part of the finale of the performance. And another birthday today, 29 years old. He was born in 1994. He's only a baba. Harry Styles on Today FM.
Things haven't been quite the same.
Music from Pink. Oh, never, again. Now let's do some nonsense again.
Let's do some nonsense for your Wednesday mortal. How you doing?
Ray Foley on, everyone, the gang's all here.
Hey.
All right, Ray here, JP's over there. Sean as well.
Hiya.
All good? You in good form today?
Great.
Feeling nice?
I was clicking my fingers along to Pink there.
You were toe-tapping.
And Shauna gave me daggers.
Shauna's not a fan of it.
It's not my favourite Pink song.
It's not your jam.
No.
Hang on. Okay, favourite Pink songs. We're doing this tomorrow on Robbie Williams. Yes. Let's have a look at your favourite Pink music. What have you got for us, JP?
Never Not Gonna Dance Again.
Aside from Never Gonna Not Dance Again.
Oh, tell you what, go to Shauna. I'll come back to me.
Okay.
Get the party
my
started.
My favourite one, it was from Charlie's Angels. It was with, I think it was Paul Oakenfold. It was, what was it called? Real Good, Feel Good Time or Real Good Time.
Oh, yes.
Great song.
Feel Good Time. I'll find the song. Let Pink. It was William Orbit. Close enough, though, with Paul Oakenfold. A DJ with an O.
Yep.
Done.
Yeah.
A Pink song I'd forgotten about.
Yeah.
What was the one I mentioned a minute ago? I get the party started.
We go where we like. We
dooby
go
dooby do.
We get paid to rattle our chains.
I'll skim onto the chorus for you now. Pink is one of those artists, though. She's been around for so long. She's got like a million singles that you've forgotten about.
Absolutely.
Loads of them. And then let's get the party started over there. Dum, 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 dum. Love this song. I love
the Red Man remix of this song. Do you remember that?
No.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet dreams.
Gonna get the party started.
this is yeah. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable.
Gonna get the party started.
Yeah. Jolla.
Let me skim on a little bit.
I'm back at the beat.
Another little bit.
Oh my God.
I do hope it's clean. I do.
He's waiting for me to arrive. Sending out the message to all of my friends. We'll be looking flashy in my Mercedes.
I have to skim on again, sorry.
I'm coming out, so you better.
That's the Sweet Dreams Red Man remix of Pink and Get the Party Started. But my favourite Pink song
is it.
I know you're going to get it.
Is it cheating if she's part of an ensemble?
Oh no! But that's a great song, Lady Marmalade.
Yeah. She does a great job in that song as well.
Do you want to go find that now?
Oh, fantastic.
You're killing me now. You
soul
sisters.
Let me hear your flow.
So where's the Pink bit? Sorry. That's Aguilera we're coming for. My favourite Pink song. Do you remember? Leave me alone, I'm lonely.
Yeah.
No.
Leave me alone, I'm lonely.
This is like a Kelly Clarkson song.
It is. It totally is. Well, Kelly Clarkson was hot. Like she was at the top of her game. Pink went and did a Kelly Clarkson, and it was great. I'll skim on as well.
Great song.
No way. Enough of your never know the name again.
JFM's
cash
machine.
Easy for you to say this hour of the morning. 20,480. Carrie Ray Jepsen, call me maybe. This is Today FM playing the music you love. The Wednesday morning. Ray Foley on Free and Dempsey. Good morning. And yeah, geez, you're all up and awake this morning, aren't you, with your favourite Pink songs? And none of the ones that we chose as our favourite Pink songs have been sent in on text this morning, JP.
Melissa said, There You Go was her best song.
There You Go. There you go. Just because I let you go. This is her first song.
Yeah.
Was this before Get the Party Started?
Oh, yeah.
Why? This reminds me of that sort of era of like. Was it Maya as well?
Yes.
Like Ghetto Soup.
Return of the X.
All that kind of jazz. Yeah. And what else have you got for us, Sean Paul?
Des says a song I've never heard before, I don't think. Try?
Try.
Try.
Oh, yeah, we played
a nice
this.
Song.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. This girl has a million songs. What else you got?
B says Family Portrait.
Oh, that's another slow one.
Can we be a family?
Do you know what, Shauna, the next time Pink is in town, we're going, because we know all the words.
What do I do here?
It's ridiculous. Lighters in hand, swaying at the next Pink. Have you seen that video of Pink crashing on the on the elastic bands thing? Do you know this?
No.
Is it the aerials? She's doing aerials or something.
She was doing aerials on these kind of, you know those trampolines with the elastic bands? She was doing this thing where she was bouncing out over the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't attached to her properly, and she smashed into the front barrier. Yeah, it was full on. Check it out on YouTube.
Wow.
Have you got any more there from where we done?
Coco says, Just Give Me a Reason.
Just Give You, oh my God.
Just give me a reason, just a little bit.
It's your man from Yes. Fun.
Yeah.
Nate from PTSD on that one. Don't need that. We weren't going through a great time in those particular years. All right, good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday at 6:31. Weather-wise for today?
For all the latest and breaking news, turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app.
Thank you, Philip. Loving your work. 8-2-Z for Wednesday morning. We really should do a Pink song, actually.
Yeah.
We have dropped the ball on this.
Why?
Somebody's just suggested Just Like a Pill. Frank.
That was
a strong song.
Did she do a God is a DJ or something like that as well?
Oh.
God is a DJ.
Sorry, what's your name?
Ireland.
Sorry about this.
That's not a cat outside your back door.
Oh my
That's
God.
Shauna.
The fox is having sex again.
Is it amazing?
Is the fox again?
Carried away.
It's a very distressing noise. It's the banshee. Come for us. Someone's going to die within the week.
Is that my car? Some of the commuters. Is that my brakes?
What was the song? Was it
Just Like a Pill?
Pill, ain't it? Sorry, I got it. I was. Oh, yeah. Hang on, go back to the beginning of the chorus there. Go on again. I think I'll get out of here. That'll do, thank you. Back to your A2Z, and it's not a Pink song today, I'm sorry. So we just played Pink a couple of minutes ago for you. Actually, I'm not supposed to know that yet. We're supposed to spin the wheel first, aren't we?
Yeah, spin the wheel. What are the chances of it being Pink, Ray?
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
Exactly.
I know.
Spin.
Hang on a second. What's your letter going to be this morning in your A2Z track on breakfast?
Oh, wow.
What are the chances? Mm. It's S.
Oh.
Right.
For stop.
What song would you like in your A2Z this morning? Do you want the Spice Girls and Stop? Dario G and Sunshine? Or She? She's so lovely. Scouting for Girls.
She's so lovely.
All great songs.
What one would you like this morning? She's so lovely.
Your three options again this morning. Spice Girls. Right now, thank you Dario G and Sunshine. Or She's So Lovely. She's so lovely. What would you like? 0874 100 102. Get your votes in. We'll play it in a couple of minutes.
Playing the music you love.
There we go. All right. Your options this morning on your A2Z track for Wednesday, the 1st of February, 2023.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. Spice Girls and Stop. It's S, by the way. S is your first letter this morning. Dario G and Sunshine. Shine. And She's So Lovely from Scouting for Girls. She's so lovely. This is a great song. She's so lovely. This makes me smile. She's so lovely. How do we do this morning, JP?
Really capture the nation's imagination. Huge amount of votes. Most votes we've had all this week, except not too many for the Spice Girls.
Oh.
It was the other two. And the winner is Dario G.
Oh. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's on. Thanks for your votes. Thanks for your selections. Here comes the air horn. Oh. A bit early for that. 6:47. Dario G and Sunshine on Today FM. Energy and Sunshine, Today FM, your A2Z track this morning. We play the music you love. It's 10 minutes to 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey. Morning, welcome to Wednesday. Rainant texted. Rainant. Well, that's not right. Rainant.
Rainant, yeah.
Rainant. I'm Raymond, and that's Rainant. Rainant texted. She said, I had a punch in the air moment there when the winner was Dario G. Maybe I'm too invested in your show, guys. Rainant, you got to find some distance.
It's unhealthy.
Today FM's travel all happens here.
Shock for Taoiseach, I would say. She gets my vote anyway. Ireland, good morning. It's Wednesday, just about 5 minutes past 7 o'clock. 1st of February, and it's time to do this.
The Kickstart Song.
With Actimel. The delicious daily habit that's big on immune support.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, give it up for Seamus Doyle.
Seamus. Hello.
All right, buddy.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
Not too bad, yourself.
I'm merely surviving, it has to be said. But all the better for hearing your dulcet tones this morning. Where in the world are you?
I'm on the way to Cork, but I'm from Thurles. I'm in the truck on the way to work.
In a truck?
That's it.
All right, have you got, what's in the back?
Nothing in the back here. I'm going for a load of oil.
Oil?
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent stuff. There's big money in oil these days.
Apparently so, yeah.
So you're heading to Cork. Who do you work for? Do you want to give a shout out to them this morning?
Midwest Isle and Upper Church.
What?
Midwest Isle, Upper Church.
Midwest Isle, yeah.
The village just aside of Forest, though, it is.
Right, lots of love to everyone in work then. Anyone else you'd like to say hello to this morning?
I'd like to say hello to my beautiful wife, Helene. She's a whole now listening to me on the radio. And I know she's cringing.
Stop that.
She's under the blankets now with my two kids, four and five.
Hi to the babies as well, then. And you got a beautiful wife. You're so lucky. There's not many of them.
Absolutely. Local girls are local lads.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've got some celebrations. Is it this weekend for the bank holiday weekend?
We do, yeah. It's our birthday. It's a double well. Triple whammy. It's my birthday, Helena's birthday, and her brother's birthday.
Oh, well, so in that case.
All on Sunday, yeah. And my auntie's birthday in Dublin as well, so yes. They're not to get her.
With a combined age of 35, which is really incredible. That's good numbers there. Right, sir, I love your song selection this morning. Do we have a prize for Seamus, Shauna?
Yes, he's got the Kickstart Share Radio.
Stupid me for not knowing.
And that's Helena for her birthday.
Oh, right, that's perfect. Sorted, yeah. The birthday present sorted.
Sorted, yeah. Just gift wrap it now and send it now and buy you fund it. It'd be great.
And they say romance is dead, Seamus. I tell you, you really look after are you going to do anything nice for the birthday weekend?
Sorry?
Are you going to do anything nice for the birthday?
Well, we're heading somewhere for the weekend. So
lovely.
Head down for the weekend there with our parents. So, yeah, should be good.
A lovely spot for the weekend. Yeah, for a long weekend as well. Great 3 days off.
That's it. That's a bonus, yeah.
All right. Like I say, I love your song selection. I'll hand over to you to do the intro in your own time, sir. Take it away.
My Kickstart for the day this morning is Corner Shop Brimful of Asha. Hit that button, right?
Oh, that was easy. Short and sweet. And nailed it this morning. Listen, happy birthday, sir. Have a lovely weekend.
Cheers, thank you, bye.
Cheers, Seamus. Bye, 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 bye. Corner Shop and Brimful of Asher on Today FM, as chosen by Seamus this morning, the Kickstart song. What's that? Todayfm.com/Kickstart.
That's the one, right?
If you want to pick a Kickstart song on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show any morning of the week, we get you on at 7 o'clock. You start the day in style for us. And I got to say, well done, Seamus. Tip of the hat, sir. Enjoy Tremor this weekend. 0874 100 102. Tremor is a great spot. Tell Seamus to visit the Japanese gardens there from Elaine. Are there Japanese gardens?
Could be a, for all we know, could be an Asian cuisine restaurant. Or there could be an actual gardens.
Okay, worth sussing out. Let's have a look at the front pages of your newspapers for the 1st of February. Brand new month. And we'll start with the Irish Times. The National Library of Ireland will open an exhibition next week featuring images dating from the 1800s. People and Places offers a glimpse into some of the 5 million photographs held in the library. This is a photograph from a bunch of children posing in front of the flats in Ballymun in 1969. And you might be able to identify, if you're from the area and the era, you might be able to identify the kids or the children photographed on the front page there. And like I said, glimpse into our past. Vradker defends nursing homes' legal strategy. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has defended the use of a legal strategy aimed at containing the state's potential liability on private nursing home charges and more Irish tech jobs losses feared as PayPal to cut 2,000 staff worldwide. And I'm sure if you're working for PayPal, I know they've got premises or they've got a headquarters here, you might be worried, but fingers crossed you'll be all right if you're a PayPal staff waking up this morning. Poorest more likely to die from cancer. People living in the most deprived areas have a 28% higher risk of dying from cancer compared to those living in more affluent places. The Irish Daily, that's the Times. The Irish Daily Mirror this morning has Luke Hugh still lives at home. This is Eve Hewson, Bono's daughter. And apparently she still lives at home, or at least when she's in Ireland, because she's probably international.
Which house? Bono's probably got 10 houses.
I was thinking, does he have a guest house maybe up on Killiney Hill? By the way, wild speculations here. Maybe she's in the room next door to Mammy and Daddy, for all we know. €50 to every house in Ireland. ESB has vowed to give every household in the country a €50 refund after overcharging them for over 12 years. So we've been saving up bit by bit over 12 years. We're going to get €50 each from ESB. The Irish Sun this morning is Pamela Anderson on the front page. Her streaming show is out on Netflix this weekend. There's been loads of stories coming out from that and her relationship with Tommy. Tommy Lee, wasn't it? Tommy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Sun also has Stokes in 3 a.m. car chase. That same story in the front of the Irish Daily Star. Stokes gets tackled again. A former Irish international footballer, Anthony Stokes, appearing in court for alleged driving offences. And the Irish Independent this morning has the girls. This is Eve Hewson again, hugging on the front of the Independent with Deirdre O'Kane there as well. Love Deirdre O'Kane.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of my favourite comedy actors and comedians and comedians. She terrifies me.
Really?
She really does, yeah. Okay. There's always a spark of, oh, I'm kind of scared. but I always enjoy meeting her. And she's on the front of the Irish Independent this morning for the launch of the state agency Screen Ireland. They launched their slate of movies, which are coming out. And Tommy Bowe's on the front of the Independent as well. He says, being a dad... Will I do the Tommy Bowe voice?
Go on.
Being a dad is I can't do it. He says, being a dad is amazing, but it knocked me sideways. Tommy Bowe's views on parenting in the Independent parenting pages. Damien sent us his impression before of Tommy. Damien?
Hi, I'm Tommy Bowe, and I always sound like I'm smiling.
There it is.
Very good.
Being a dad is amazing, but it knocked me sideways. Niall Horan on Today FM. I like the way you Niall Horan, nice to meet you. Today FM, playing the music you love. It's 17 minutes past 7 o'clock. Ray Foley on Fareen Dempsey. Good morning, welcome to your Wednesday. And apparently the Japanese gardens in Tramore are actual Japanese gardens. It's not a Japanese, or it's not a sushi restaurant.
They exist, go visit them, they're lovely.
Someone texted in to say, confirm that it is an actual Japanese gardens. I had visions of a retired Japanese man on the front lawn with a lawnmower. Just tending to the garden.
Oh, it's like gardens is a verb.
Oh, Japanese gardens. He does.
He's available for hire.
You can go check that out tomorrow. Right, Gift Grub this morning. It was yesterday's Gift Grub, and of course the rugby's on the way. We were honoured to be joined in studio by Irish rugby's favourite pop supergroup, The Fogs. That's Ronan O'Gara, Alan Quinlan and Paul O'Connell. And what exclusively featuring, one Johnny Sexton.
Here's the thing, he's getting older, body's getting wiser. Lights up our rugby afternoons. But can we find a way to play the day that he won't be there? Can we sing another tune?
I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis.
Those mess ads are brutal. We wake up screaming from dreaming. One day we'll watch as you're leaving. Then who will do Ireland scheming? Not Joey Carberry.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At half time, I'm screaming, roaring at ye. I stare directly at the goalposts for about an hour. It must be exhausting wanting me to be the bleeding hero.
Sometimes I think he gets annoyed when they call him sexy baby, but he's the man who lights the spark. He pulls the strings and all the things he does are super crazy. When he gets the ball from Gibson Park.
Soft hands. Do you call it covert narcissism when I give refs criticism? Or is it perfectionism?
Wrecks our heads. We wake up screaming from dreaming. One day we'll watch as you're leaving. Then who will do Ireland scheming? Not Frostborn.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. At half time, I'm screaming, roaring at ye. I'll stare directly at the goalpost for about an hour. It must be exhausting wanting me to be the bleeding hero.
Johnny Sexton!
Gift Grub. More at 8:10 on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today FM.
Yes, more Gift Grub after 8 o'clock, and we've got the Killers on the way next.
Love rock music.
That's the Killer, somebody told me. FM playing the music you love. If you like your rock music, Killers rock. Killers rock music.
Yeah, definitely.
Rocking Killers music. And more rock. Back to back rock tunes. Today FM rocks. Download it. The Today FM app. Swipe over to Today FM rocks. And 24 hours back to back rock hits for you. Also, 10 o'clock tonight, Ed Smith on the air on the FMs. Right here on 100 to 102 Today FM. Today FM rocks with Ed Smith. Turn him on. He's on every Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday.
Today FM's travel update with itsforwomen.ie. Big savings for the whole family with It's For Women car insurance.
What's happening out there this morning, Mark?
Good morning, everyone. Yeah, starting in Cork, we're beginning to see delays on the M8 southbound getting onto the Dunkettle interchange. Looking to Kildare, the N7 inbound is busiest between Junction 7 Kill and Junction 6 Castle Warden, with delays further ahead passing Junction 4 Rathcoole. And finally in Dublin, the M50 southbound will slow you down between Junction 5 Finglas and Junction 6 Blanchardstown. Mark Hogan, FM Travel.
Nice. Cheers to you. So you intend to say one word.
Yeah.
And then you decide to say another word. Mm. And then you end up saying both of the words.
So you like invent a new word.
So I was going to say, sorry about this, Mark. I was going to say, cheers, sir.
Yeah.
which would be fine.
Sure, sir.
Yeah.
Well, then I pivoted to dude midway through, sir.
Did the same myself this morning. Said, how are you getting going? Said, how are you getting on?
That works, though.
It works out.
Cheers, Sud.
Own it, Ray. You know what? You got to take ownership. Own it.
I just created a new word. You're welcome. You're welcome. Innovative. Original.
Game changing.
I told the girls in Sud's listening this morning. Waffles on the way. And I'm not going to lie, he's made it ridiculously hard this morning.
No, I haven't.
It's a joke. If you want to get in on this joke, text the word waffle along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102. €1,000 off for grabs if you beat the Joker this morning on waffle. 0874 100 102 is the number to text in on. We'll play that in a few minutes. Weather-wise today for Wednesday, windy today, showers. See ya. Cheap Thrills today FM. Playing the music you love. Good morning. It's 7:37. It's Wednesday, the 1st of February. And we're playing waffle. Jen should be over there, I think, on line two. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Ray.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Jen. Jen. Into the lion's den this morning.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm really nervous.
Oh, listen, don't be nervous. Well, the only thing you should be nervous about...
I'm really nervous because I need it, Ray. I really need it.
You need €1,000.
I really do.
What do you need it for? Spending.
Well, I'm €3 in the bank right now until tomorrow, and I've got 5 kids.
Until tomorrow. Have you looked at those Instagram videos where there's a woman on Instagram that she takes a fiver and she goes to Lidl? And she cooks like a massive dinner. Like she cuts the dinner she cooks is humongous. She fills a table full of food by spending €5. I don't know. Go look her up there on Instagram. I don't know if she...
Nothing's going in right now. Okay, I'm just so nervous.
Too nervous. I don't know if she does one for €3 though. I think that might be
stretch.
First month.
Just do what I do. Pick your favorite kid.
True enough, yeah.
Just feed them, yeah.
It'll teach them gratitude when they go a day without eating.
That's it. Do you know what I mean? Where in the world are you, Jane?
Wicklow Town.
Okay, Wicklow Town. And shout out to the baby. Who have you got in the house with you?
Who have I got? I've got Millie, Emily Kate, Rosie, and Zoe and Jake.
Are they all there?
They're all, well, four of them here. Shout out, guys, quick.
Hi, guys. Hello.
This is the quietest they've ever been.
You should stay on the radio all the time. I'll do the child-minded for you. It'll be nice and quiet for the rest of the day. Right, here's how Waffle works. I'll give you the topic. We've got five things on the sheet. Match the five. I'll give you the €1,000 ahead of payday tomorrow. Are you ready, madam?
Oh, my God.
Well, she's so nervous. She's so nervous. All right. €1,000 on the line for your Wednesday morning waffle.
Today's waffle topic is...
Zombies.
Zombies?
Zombies, yeah.
Oh, my God. Brains.
Yes, yes. Give her a name.
What else?
Blood. Got brains anyway. Think of the Limerick band that sang the song Zombie.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know. The zombies film.
Yeah, but a month long.
Who sang Zombies? Milo Manson, Meg Donnelly. Who sang it? Oh, lads, that was a hard one.
I know,
come on.
I told you.
They didn't suit you.
They didn't suit anyone.
I will stand over those. Look, Jen, you were unlucky, but I
that was really bad.
It was ridiculous.
Sorry.
Hang it was ridiculous.
On. Hang on.
You got hungry babies in Wicklow Town today. I know. And it's all your fault, JP.
My daughter just said, are you literally crying?
Is who literally crying?
My daughter just asked me.
Are you literally crying, Jen?
No, I'm not, but I'm really disappointed in that topic.
Very, very disappointed. So am I. You and me both. So we got brains. Yeah. And is that it?
It was the one, yeah.
That's the one you got, one ding. The Cranberries sang the song Zombie, the Limerick band. Shaun of the Dead is a zombie comedy zombie movie. 28 Days Later is another zombie movie. A lot of just like TV shows and movies.
That's really bad, guys. That's a really bad topic.
It's disgraceful.
I'll tell you what, I'll tell Shauna to put a bag of spuds into the goodie
bag.
No
problem. You know, absolutely.
To feed the kids.
Yep.
A bag of Tato or something, yeah. These are hungry kids.
Oh, my kids' faces. They're so disappointed.
They're devastated. The poor children.
It's all JP's fault.
And The Last of Us we had in there as well, which is the zombie.
Very topical at the moment, Ray.
It's a big, huge zombie TV show at the moment. Jen, I'm so sorry about that. And you know what?
No worries.
The kids I feel worse for. Thank you so much for coming on. You're a great sport.
Thanks, Ray.
And enjoy the dinner tomorrow.
Love the show. See you later.
Cheers, Jen.
Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. With Down and Out. Bro,
drug traders, a voodoo child. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Come on, it's Wednesday, 11 minutes to 8 o'clock. Ray Foley off Ian Dempsey. And I'll tell you what, Ian is raging. I say, listen to the show this morning. Just the waffle topic was an absolute disgrace. An unmitigated disaster this morning on Waffle. The topic was zombies. And the five things were Last of Us, 28 Days Later, Brains, Shaun of the Dead, and The Cranberries. And this poor woman in Wicklow, Jane in Wicklow Town, with 10 kids going hungry, with mouths to feed this morning, and she couldn't feed any of them because JP made waffles so hard this morning.
Do you know, I'm going to go home and take a long look at myself.
You should.
Well, he does that every morning,
yeah.
In fairness.
Hey.
Spends most of the day in the mirror. I'll call into Joe Duffy later on, like on Lab Lab. Sean's over there, 0874-100-102. Sean?
Ray,
yeah.
That topic was absolutely harsh.
You're absolutely right.
I'll tell you, I have one for you tomorrow now, okay. Right?
Right.
What about doing, trying to come up with five words on motorway cat's eyes? Because that'd be far easier. Love the show.
Hey, all right then. For tomorrow on the show, we've got...
Today's waffle topic is...
Motorway cat's eyes. Go.
Reflective.
Bright.
Safety.
Headlights. In the middle of the road.
Central median.
Raised.
Shaun of the Dead. The Cranberries. Car crash.
My kids are hungry.
I really need €1,000.
Showbiz on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
With Sky. Watch reality TV and sports on Discovery Plus. Available on Sky at no extra cost. Terms apply.
Today FM.
They're little faces. Shauna Showbiz in the room.
Hey.
Shauna's nice, actually.
I am.
Shauna's lovely.
I couldn't do that.
No.
Someone, no.
Break a child's heart.
No.
Hungry child.
Desperate.
What have you got for us?
I have some interesting information, Ray.
Mm.
Yeah, so Paul Rudd, you know, the handsome actor who has been around for a long time.
Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Baz Luhrmann's William Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet.
Correct, yeah.
Many other things.
Clueless.
Yeah.
He hasn't really aged much in the last 30 years.
Same age as he ever was.
Lots of people have commented on that. He has been asked, you know, what is the secret to his eternal youth? Now, have you got your pen and paper?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hang on.
It's no fancy cream, okay?
Yeah.
It's no surgery, although I reckon there might be a bit there.
Do you reckon?
A little bit.
We've interviewed him, actually. We had him on the lunchtime show.
Seems lovely.
He was a sweetheart of a man.
No, it's a bit boring.
What is it?
Apparently, just the 8 hours sleep.
Sleep?
Sleep.
I've read that a million times. I've read that time and time and time again. Then again, Ian Dempsey gets very little sleep. And he looks the same as he ever did.
Very youthful face.
He looks
great
the same
skin.
Age as he did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Disgusting. Disgraceful. Actually, put that down. Ian Dempsey's skincare regime for waffle tomorrow.
Fonz cold cream.
Oil of ole. What you got for it?
Bruno Tognoli, he's only in the door at Britain's Got Talent and he's causing ructions around there. So he has been making life very hard for all the crew behind the scenes. He's doing great with the auditions and great, getting on great with the cast. But unfortunately, he keeps standing up. He's so passionate. He keeps standing up in reaction to the acts. And unfortunately, he keeps jumping off screen. So the cameramen are going, oh, Bruno, get back, Bruno.
Back in your chair.
Yeah.
He used to get up quite a bit on Strictly as well.
Did.
He was famous for it, wasn't he?
He's been
wandering.
He is. And he's been described as a firecracker. Now, Simon is apparently delighted with this, but crew, not so much. He also pressed the golden buzzer twice.
That was the story. I was reading the story last night. He pushed the because you're only allowed to push the, each judge is only allowed to push the golden buzzer once to put them straight through to the final. He pushed it twice. And when they said to him, why did you do that? You're not supposed to do that. He was like, oh, I've never watched this show. I'm more of a Strictly fan. And still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. No. Little Mix. Sweet Melody. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good morning. It's Wednesday, 10 past 8. Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey this week. And in Gift Grub this morning, well, actually, he confirmed or reaffirmed his legendary status on Sky News last week. This is Rod Stewart. You've probably seen it on Instagram or on Twitter, people sharing the video. They were having a discussion on Sky News. And Rod Stewart rang in. Could you imagine working away, just doing your phone-in show, and next thing, icon, music icon, Rod Stewart on the line.
So, Rod Stewart, good to hear from you this afternoon. Thank you so much for calling in. What made you pick up the phone? Sarah, hi. I've been watching the programme all day, and this is ridiculous, you know, and I would like to pay 10 for 10 or 20 scans. I don't know how we're going to work this out, and hopefully some other people will follow.
Amazing. He was having a bit of a rant about the system and about the government in the UK. Of course, then, you see, the once one does it,
right,
loads of musicians start jumping on the bandwagon. A number of Irish musicians in particular, they've been calling into live radio news programmes, including the News at One on RTE.
Good afternoon. The headlines. The Central Statistics Office today says traffic levels are to reach epidemic proportions around Ireland over the next few months, with many suggesting gridlock congestion is in danger of bringing the economy to its knees. The Minister for the a call on line two, but we don't do... Right, hello?
Dubbo, it's Bono.
Bono, right, what's up?
I'm just listening to you on the news. The traffic out here is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, well, I've just been saying that, Bono.
Eamon Ryan really needs to get his finger out.
Well, for our listeners, where are you now, Bono?
I'm just outside the Red Cow. Haven't moved in 40 minutes, and this Maserati is a guzzler.
Bono, do you have a message for Minister Ryan in the Department of the Environment?
You've got to get yourself together. You know I'm stuck in Clondalkin, and I can't get out of it.
And we'll have more from Bono later, but now this. Good afternoon. The headlines with the BBC. 3 years on from Brexit, an omni-shambles, it is declared, so say 90% of the 52% who voted Leave in 2016. Boris Johnson turns up in Ukraine again, just as he's accused of another financial scandal in the UK. And British actor Paul Mescal has been nominated for an Academy Award for his role in After Sun. But first, it's exactly 3 years since Britain officially left the European Union. Sorry? A call. We don't do... Hello?
Yeah, how are you? Could you stop calling Irish lads British there, will you?
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Christy.
Well, Christy, this is the BBC News.
Shut your cake hole for a second, will you?
Right.
Now, Paul Mescal is Irish. Do you get that?
Right, Christy.
What is he?
He's Irish, I understand.
Yeah. Now, even better, he's from Maynooth.
Sorry, where?
Maynooth.
Right.
It rhymes with Beirut.
Okay.
It's in Kildare, the Lilywhites.
Very good, Christy. Thank you for that. Now, can we...
And another thing, Colin Farrell... Brendan Gleeson,
right.
Rachel Blackmore, Saoirse Ronan, Katie Taylor, Daniel Day-Lewis, Sharon Horgan, Killian Murphy, Chris O'Dowd, Michael Fassbender...
Okay, Christy, we get the message. Thank you very much.
Look it, if you really want to appropriate somebody, you can have Conor McGregor and Enoch feckin' Burke. Good luck.
Right, and what else in the 5 at 5, Ben Finnegan?
And finally, Matt, a man in County Kerry has set up a GoFundMe page for his pet cat.
Oh.
Bubbles the cat lost two of his legs chasing a mouse down a drain, and his owner wants to buy him two prosthetic legs at a cost of €20,000 to get him running again. Anyone interested can donate to GoFundMe.com/ Let's Get Bubbles Running.
Right, Charlie... Who? Ronan Key... Hello?
Fair play, Matt. The veterinarians in this country are absolutely out of control. I have a pet hamster at home called Louie. He broke his ankle.
Sorry, hamsters have ankles?
He was on a trolley in A&R for over 8 hours, Matt.
Sorry, a hamster on a trolley?
By the way, Matt, fair play. I'm willing to personally pay for that cat's pathetic limb.
Prosthetic?
It is, Matt. The health system in this country is absolutely prosthetic.
Oh, good luck.
I got this feeling inside my bones.
Ooh, Justin Timberlake, you can't stop the feeling. Can't stop the feeling. Yeah, Today FM, playing the music you love. It's Wednesday, 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Ray in for Ian. Good morning. A lot of love coming in for a Gift Grub this morning. Actually, if you want to go and listen back to it, you can download the Gift Grub podcast or the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show podcast on the Go Loud app, wherever you podcasts. Deirdre's over there loving it.
Hamsters have ankles. Oh my God, I nearly crashed the car.
I know, ridiculous.
Hilarious.
Deirdre placing full stops between the syllables on hilarious this morning. It was that funny.
10 and 2, Deirdre. Keep your hands at 10 and 2. Keep that car on the road there, yeah?
Yeah.
phone. Maybe you need to just turn it down a little bit. Leave it on. Leave Today FM on. But if we're distracting you in any way, we'd be more concerned with your safety and the safety of others. 1st of February. Hi, by the way, Ray, JP,
hi.
Shauna.
Hello.
How are we feeling about this 1st of February business? Today is St. Bridget's Day, is that correct?
Yeah.
Today is St. Bridget's Day, the 1st of Feb, but the bank holiday isn't until Monday. Our brand spanking new shiny bank holiday.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And you know what? It is. I can't believe they didn't do it sooner, because a bank holiday on the first Monday in February is perfect. Because you get through January and it's the light at the end of the tunnel, isn't it?
Totally.
You've got a lovely long weekend to look forward to.
It's the nugget.
Now, is today... Today is Bridget's Day, yeah? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it St. Bridget that took the cloak off and she threw it over a lump of land in Kildare? Was it in Kildare?
That's right, yes.
And it turned out she was wearing a massive cloak.
Huge.
Huge,
she was,
yeah.
It was XXXL.
Right.
And she built her church there. She's one of our patron saints, isn't she? We've got three, don't we?
That's, three?
Yeah, I think we've got three, don't we, in Ireland?
Maybe. Sure.
St. Patrick?
Am I the most religious of us?
Possibly.
St. Patrick is one, yeah.
I'm going to take a guess at the second being St. Kevin.
I think it's Cullum Kill.
I was going to say Cullum Kill.
I think Cullum Kill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Third, I thought I was coming in late.
Cullum Kill. And what else is she the patron saint of?
There's a long list. Midwives, newborns, specifically Irish nuns, fugitives, blacksmiths, dairy maids, boatmen, not boat women, chicken farmers, cattle, that's actual cows themselves, scholars, sailors, and more.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
She's the patron saint of multitasking, because she's the patron saint of so many different things. And are we all making our Reed's crosses today?
We never got to make one in school, actually.
Bridget's cross is the big day today in school. Out and picking your reeds in the ditches.
I was never good at that.
Once again, any excuse. Teachers are like, sweet, we'll take them out today now. Picking reeds, great. That'll kill the morning. And then after big lunch, we'll be making the crosses. That's the day sorted. Sorry, teachers. I know your work is tough. And the other big question then, is today the beginning of spring? Is today the first day? Because I think it's an Irish, from reading the internet, February the 1st, St. Bridget's Day, is historically regarded as being the first day of spring here in Ireland. Spring is known as Imbolc in ancient Ireland. Imbolc today, starting today. However, I think it's in March. What's our position on that?
Well, I like the summer months to be May, June, July. So I would say, yes, this is the start of spring.
Okay.
Now.
Mm.
Yeah, well, once the daffodils are up, are the daffodils up? That's spring for me.
Okay, well, we'll get a check on that. Anyway, your opinions? I don't think they're up to date. They're not up yet.
I'm not sure.
It's probably too cold.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with Dacia.
Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, Today FM, playing the music you love. 29 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Ray Foley on for Ian Dempsey, and the debate raging across the nation. There's more people raging with regard to whether or not it's the start of spring. Is today the first day of spring? Historically, and observing St. Bridget's Day today, a lot of people would say today is. A lot of other people would say, no, it's the equinox in March. We've got to wait till kind of around the 20th of March or thereabouts, and spring can start there. I've got some spring sounds for you, if you like.
Oh, good. Oh,
yeah. Listen. The sounds of spring on Today FM this morning. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Today FM's travel update. With It's
For... Hard act to follow that.
He's got more. He's got more. That's more of a ruler than it is.
Agenda setting radio. Today FM.
Starting in Cork, the N28.
No fighting. Sit down in the back. Shakira, Wyclef Jean, Hips Don't Lie. Today FM, playing the music you love. Morning. 19 minutes to 9 o'clock for a Wednesday. Happy St. Bridget's Day, one and all. We can all agree it's St. Bridget's Day, but unfortunately we can't all agree that it's the start of spring. Conflict once again on breakfast. Shauna, a different Shauna texted in. She said, when my 5-year-old was telling me about St. Bridget yesterday, she told me that St. Bridget put her big mattress on the ground and it grew and grew to cover all the land of Kildare. Love the show. Hey, from Shauna. Oh, there's Shauna. Thanks for the text. No, it was a cloak she placed, and it was to... Was it the plot of land? Oh, hang on. She did a deal with the local chieftain.
Correct.
She did a deal with the local chieftain. He said, wherever your cloak or your cape covers, you can have. Right. And she did an old sneaky on him. She did an old religious... She did a magic trick.
Yeah.
And next thing, like Paul Daniels, she whipped off the cloak. And all of a sudden, it was acres and acres, and she got all the land. And he was like, bridges?
Yeah.
Bridges?
You're a messer.
You got me. The daffodils. Once the daffodils are sprouting up, Shauna says.
Well, I'm a nature girl. I don't really go by the calendar. Nature.
Absolutely, yeah. You're very connected with nature. Mm. Dara says, sure, the daffodils were up in October, November.
Oh, okay.
The last couple of years. Weather doesn't know what it's doing from Dara. And hi, Ray. I think the official start of spring is the 22nd of February. June, July and August are the summer months from David. And Ray, if you ask the scientists, they'll say spring starts in March. If you ask the Druids and the Celts, they'll say February. It's an ecumenical matter. From Eugene. The money was just resting in Father Ted's account, Eugene. Everyone's got a view. Louise is over there. Louise, good morning.
So look, the way I see it is, if the spring starts on the March equinox.
Spring, so the 22nd of March, yeah.
Then Midsummer's Day is the start of summer, which makes no sense.
Yeah, because Midsummer's Day should be in the middle of summer, correct?
I'm so confused.
For Midsummer's Day to be the middle of summer, right?
Okay.
Spring needs to start now, based on that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously spring starts today.
Yeah.
End of.
Louise, thanks for the contribution. Oh, look at these. They're up early this morning. Joshua and Harry in Selbridge. Here's some chaos from the back of the car in Selbridge this morning. Have a listen.
Hey, Ray. Hey. This is Joshua, Ben.
Is there Ben or Dan there as well?
Ben, I think it's a Ben, isn't it?
Is it Ben? A new addition.
Okay.
It's usually just the two boys.
Joshua, Ben.
Yeah.
From Selbridge. And we want to wish Caleb a very good luck in her mock exams.
You want to wish who the best of luck in the mock exams? Is it Caitlin? Is it Caitlin the
Caitlin a very good luck in her mock exams.
Love the show.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Crazy.
With the all-new Dacia Jogger. Ireland's most affordable seven-seater family car.
St. Bridget's Day, they don't even know what day it is. They don't even know their own names half the time. They've had their frosties this morning. Stay here, I got Kelly Clarkson next.
Here on Dermot and Dave, we've teamed up with
Go on, Gaza, go on, Lulu. Faith Now, Relight My Fire, Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ashling's there, 0874-100-102. Asho.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Just want to ask you to say happy birthday to Oisín Stevens, who's 23 today, and hope he has a wonderful day.
Wishing him a happy birthday, Oisín. Have a lovely day.
Love Mum and Dad.
Love Mum and Dad.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No bother. Happy birthday to Oisín. Yeah, everyone's agreed. Well, everyone Irish is agreed. Today's the first of spring.
Okay.
First day of spring. Happy St. Bridget's Day. Is that the show then? We done?
That's the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Beans. So much I wanted to do, we didn't get to do it on the show.
I believe it.
Didn't get to do Chips Won't Fry. Or Hips Don't Lie singer Shakira tells us she needs a new chip fryer. Actually, have you considered an air fryer?
Unbelievable.
They're very handy.
You'll never go back, Shakira.
They're very handy. Her current chip fryer, it doesn't get hot enough apparently. It won't fry the chips. No. Needs to reach temperature. We didn't get to do Paint Bridget's Day, where we launch a new public holiday that involves applying body paint to the Bridget in your life.
It might catch on, you never know.
We didn't get to do Dick Spring Equinox, where former Thornish the Dick Spring comes in and confirms that, in fact, yes, the Spring Equinox actually falls on March the 20th of this year. Yes. Right. So it's the 20th of March. There he is. There you go. Now we know. German and Dave on the way next. Have a lovely day. Talk to you tomorrow.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with the all...